My question is, after the winter that we've had, do we still have some nutritional requirements for those beef cows?
Oh, absolutely, Dave. I think we're in a pretty critical time. No doubt this has been a tough winter, and I know some producers do a better job of monitoring quality of their hay through the winter, and this is always that interesting time of year where if you give a cow a chance, she's going to pick at grass. They've been eating hay for so many months now, and something green, something different, they like that. But we do need to be careful not to be lulled into a false sense of security just because grass is starting to grow, because this grass is very full of water. And let me back up. This is typically when we're having a lot of calves being born. All kinds of studies have shown that across the country, number one month of calve is March and second is April. So, depending on the age of the cow, you've got maybe 2-year-old cows or young cows that are coming through the winter less than maybe ideal in body condition. Now they've calved, they're starting to lactate. Hopefully, we can get them in shape to get them bred really quick, and then we're probably not giving them everything they need if we're just depending on grass, or if you haven't done a good job of rationing your hay. I guess this is a time where hopefully you've saved some good hay. Because if you've got lesser quality hay now, I would be very concerned about that meeting the needs of the average cow out there. So we may have to do some supplementation, whether it's through grain, byproducts, or keeping them more confined and making them eat some hay just to meet their needs. Think about the 2-year-old female. She's not through growing. She's not reached her mature size. She's lactating for the first time, and you want to get her bred in a timely fashion. And so I think that's a very high risk group that we need to pay particular attention to. Be good about analyzing your cows on body condition. We use a 1-to-9 scale where 1 is emaciated thin and 9 is obese fat. So we kind of like to be in the 5-to-6 range. And I know that's kind of a subjective measurement, but it can give us an indication where we're at and what we need to do nutritionally.
John, how long should we be paying attention to these to this situation right now?
Well, I think the weather's going to dictate a lot of this. Obviously we've had a lot of moisture in the last week, 10 days, and while that's good, it's not been particularly warm, so grass is going to be slow to take off the way it appears. So I guess I think it's ongoing. I think Mother Nature will let us know. But irregardless of the winter we've had and the production age of the female, the time from calving till the time to breeding is extremely critical. We don't want them to go backwards. There's studies that have shown if the cow is losing condition in that time frame, it's going to take longer for her to cycle and conception rates will be hurt. I think we all know that market prices are extremely good for feeder calves, just about any class of cattle. So, I mean, to me, if we're going to err on the side of anything, we've got to pamper them to the point that we can increase conception. I mean, we can't pay the bills if the cow doesn't get bred and deliver a live calf. And I know what we're talking about is for 2015, but it's critical time. So I think some time spent with your cows, watching them, making some extra considerations on body condition and meeting those nutritional needs is very critical.